Today is Homeless Sunday. In our prayers today, particularly in the latter half, we'll be concentrating on that. As well as that, there is a response. When I say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You'll find the response on your sheet. Let us pray. Holy God, we bring before you all that we are, with as much honesty and openness as we can. We know that your church is weakened by disunity, by misplaced priorities, by complacency and by fear. We pray for a new awakening of our calling to be the people of God. Build us up in love. Give us a fresh understanding of your will, and empower us by the Holy Spirit to live with your life lived out in us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for a greater awareness of your presence with us in our homes and in our places of work or where we volunteer. Teach us how to live lovingly, with honesty and compassion. Teach us how to live thankfully. And teach us, Lord, how to give a reason to anyone who asks us about the hope we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our governments and all people who take decisions which affect the lives of people who are homeless or poor. Guide them to follow your will and to make decisions for the common good. We pray particularly for the Round Table on Universal Credit. And we pray that they'll be inspired to come up with a solution for all the misery that's been caused by the implementation of this policy, good though its intentions are. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Encourage all people who work for and with homeless people. Give them the gifts and the skills they need. May they be a listening ear and a witness of your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. By your Spirit, protect all people who are homeless. Shelter them from all that is harmful. Enable them to seek out your face and to build their lives anew on you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for architects, for builders and planners. May your creative vision be instilled into these people as they design and build the communities of the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we pray that people may be aware of the presence of Christ in our communities, particularly those in most need. And enable us as your people to live out your gospel message in deed and in word in the places where we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to hear the prayers that we make in faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.